This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Go to another session of Send in the... Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wow, almost blew my eardrums out on that one. That's pretty loud. Yeah. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, really. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. He wants me to call him by a different name, but it's so hard. I've been calling him our mad black man from Baltimore for 107 years now. So now we've got to call him our mad black conservative. Our MBC. Not NBC, but MBC. I don't know. We'll come up with something. Maybe he can make some hats. Right? MBC. Mad black conservative. There you go, Corey. But I get 10%. You know what I'm saying? Just... to my DNA. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. In the second hour, we're going to have Senator Scott Wilk, California Senator Scott Wilk, to talk about whether or not we should build a wall on the border of California. No, not Mexico. California, Nevada, you know, Utah, all of that. Keep us... keep them safe from us. We'll see what happens. I mean, considering we're now a sanctuary state, you know, I don't know what exactly that means, but can't be good. Although I don't know anybody, even the guy who signed the bill, right, Governor Moonbeam, I'm sure he doesn't even know truly what that means or what he can get away with. So, you know, to prove that the world is upside down, backwards, and just really a whole bunch of, oh, I got this news before we got on the air. Devastating. They actually reelected de Blasio in New York. Can you believe that? Or it looks like he's going to be reelected. Right? I mean, think about something. He has probably been the worst mayor they've ever had. I mean, this is by New Yorkers everywhere. They talk about how bad he is. How many people showed up for this election? For this guy. I'm not even saying you should have voted for the Republican. That's not my point here. My point is de Blasio screwed up everything in New York City. And they're actually, looks like they're going to vote him back in. I'm dumbfounded. Just totally dumbfounded. Anyway. All right, well, I guess I'm not totally dumbfounded, because think about this. Linda Sarsour, makes Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year list. Does anybody find, I mean, this is really what I've always said in the past. Right? The Mayans were right. The world did come to an end. It just didn't physically explode. It just so happens that it's spinning in reverse now. Everything that used to make sense doesn't. Everything that used to be wrong is now right, and vice versa. But Linda Sarsour, the woman who serves as the steady mouthpiece for radical Islam and Sharia law, has been named by Glamour magazine as one of its Women of the Year. I'm, again, dumbfounded. God. Now, Sasor is known far and wide as a Muslim apologist and a Sharia law advocate. She also is known just as wide, at least in the same circles, as someone who doesn't mind lying about the truth about what she believes. And I guess that's a whole different set of rules for those people, isn't it? Like Glamour and other magazines and other groups, and even as we've seen as of late in the DNC, I mean, look at what you're seeing happen. The lying, the cheating, and the stealing, which is why I said in that book I keep pushing, that I keep telling you to look at, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. If you look in the book, I actually have a chapter that says, why do they have to lie to win? I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I've always said it, if you got a good product, you don't have to lie. If you get the truth, why lie? Lay it out there. Let them read it. Let them understand it. I just don't get it. Now, let me see. It says Linda Sasor, a Palestinian-American activist who's become a leading force in the resistance movement following the presidential election of Donald Trump, is now being honored by Glamour magazine alongside a conservative rabbi, other organizers of the massive Women's March on Washington, Sasor, who supports boycott and divestment of Israel. Now, how do you stand side by side with a conservative rabbi? Or how does he stand next to her when she supports boycotting Israel? Right? I don't understand it. Crediting organizers of the Women's March with sparking a movement, Glamour chose to honor the woman who put together the protest and who made sure that their expressions of anger doesn't fade out after one event. They're sharing the list with such icons as Nicole Kidman, Samantha Bee. Whoa. What is this? Solnage Knowles? Oh, and the ever popular Representative Maxine Waters. Also among the Women's March organizers named by Glamour is Rabbi Barat Ellman, an adjunct professor of Bible at the Jewish Theological Seminary and Fordham College. You look at this stuff and you wonder who decides? Right? Who actually decides that these people are worth the honor or not worth the honor or what have you? It's just amazing to me. Anyway, I'm Joe Bucci, your host. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. He is hot on the JFK papers that were just released. He's got something. You know what? You better sit back, grab a notebook, and listen. I'm Joe Bucci, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to kind of sort of start my week off with this guy. He's already raring to go. He's like bubbling over. Corey Duncan joins me. Now we have to call him our mad black conservative. Why, you're not, are you no longer identifying as a man? Did I just call you, can I call you my mad black conservative man? Or, I don't know, conservative black man. I don't know. I'm lost. Help me out.
First of all, I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in. I always remember to continue to support all the broadcasters and podcasters. Oh, no, my title is the Mad Black Conservative. I'm really not mad. I just deal with the truth. That's all.
But He's passionate.
Passionate and humble.
Passionate is good. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some of the women he's been with. He's passionate. So.
Oh, God.
No, I mean that with all due respect, mind you.
Hey,
listen, to prove to you that people have low IQs in plenty of states across this country, they actually reelected Bill de Blasio, or it looks like they're going to reelect Bill de Blasio. Seriously? Are we drinking?
Well,
no, this is a nightmare, right? We're stuck in a twilight zone now.
Actually, no. I mean, like I was just talking off air. I mean, I'm a fellow New Yorker, and I can tell you that it's nowhere close to it. The reason the problem here is Donald Trump, and they're going to continue to attack him and to continue to make things hard for him or whatever like that. And it does have to do with because he's the president. Yeah, this man, but New York has turned so much liberal in the last past 8 years that it's just, it's crazy. And everything is blamed on not because of the color of the skin, it's more or less because of the D or the R. And, most people don't even know how do you know what a Democrat or Republican is when you don't even know what a liberal or a conservative is or even, it's just crazy.
Oh, it's nuts, and it makes me nuts because now, as much as they complained about this guy, as much as they complained about the bad things he did to their economy, to the bad things he did to the city, they elected him. It looks like they're going to elect him back again. It's just amazing. Just amazing is all I got to say.
It continues to go on in all these Democrat cities, though. I mean, them guys have problems with the mayorship there, and we have problems with the mayor and the whole city council. Or whatever. So, Baltimore is going to remain like that. Texas, is about pretty much the only state, or Arizona, or even Colorado that, it's just crazy.
Do they just not believe that these things are happening?
No, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. And when you drink the Kool-Aid, that's what you do. When you're being told from the womb that the Democrats are for the poor and the Republicans are for the rich, and that's what it continues to be, but then you continue to see get the same results for the last 25 or 40 years. And, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether they just, I told you before, liberalism is a sickness. And that's when people act or do things out like this, it's not psychologically, there's nothing you can do with them because it's a sickness. There's no antidote for it, and they have to wake up their self. I mean, but you just have to continue to teach the people that don't want to be taught. So,
And we were talking earlier. I sent you that clip, and you didn't even get to it when you start talking to me about it. I guess there's a verdict that's been reached in Baltimore on the van driver to Freddie Grayclase.
They're coming up with your Baltimore news. Well, the East Coast news, but more or less, they decided not to.
He was found not guilty. Yeah.
Pardon me?
He was found not guilty, right?
Yeah, he's found not guilty, not guilty of being negligent because of rules they had made that nobody was enforcing to begin with. So it was really nothing they could do about it. Most of their paddy wagons, the empty shell vans, didn't right. have seat belts. I mean, they only had seat belts, I guess, if the person was locked up that were arrested was disabled. But to go quickly about it, because I know you're trying to get to some other things and we both are trying to squeeze it in. But, Baltimore City Police Department has really become a joke. I mean, you had a shooting yesterday that was right outside the police station, a murder. Two people got murdered. And it was right outside the police. They literally a block away. They walked to the crime, and they still couldn't because they saw the two guys that was doing the shooting and could still not catch them. And it's just like every night, I hear people crying, and it is, I feel for the people that had, what happened in San Antonio, and all of our wishes and prayers go with them. But the thing of it is the fact that you talk about gun control. This happens. Mass murder goes on inside these Democrat cities every night and every day. But you want to talk about gun control, about taking a gun away from a law-abiding citizen. But these guys, the police, and these people that claim they're out protesting know who these people are. Why don't you go to the drug dealers and the people that do all this shooting and tell them, look, you're not going to do this in my community, instead of saying it three blocks beat knows who these criminals are. And so my favorite is, what's the issue here? What's the issue?
You tell them, I mean, Baltimore's just corrupt like any other major, I'm going to get slapped for this one. You got a lot of major East Coast cities that are like this, where you've got people like, I mean, look at de Blasio, we go back to there. I mean, what's going on in that city? What's going on in Chicago? What's going on? I mean, untie the hands, give them the tools they need to do their jobs. And when I say corrupt, I'm not talking about the police departments. I'm talking about the elected officials. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, the police departments are politically lapdogs, but they need to do what they did. They brought Ed North down from New York a couple years ago, and he was started doing a lot of stop and frisk, and then people were whining and crying about they were singling. But it brought the murder rate down, though. But see, Ed North is still getting paid. He's on a local feed in the morning on a sports talk show, but, you know, it's pretty much, well, yeah, it's a sports talk show. But the thing of it is that he's still getting paid, but they need to bring him back because you need someone that don't give a rat, you know what, about what the media thinks. I'm going to do the job and get it done. And that's what they don't want. They want a lapdog commissioner, and that's what they're getting.
These people are amazing. And then, again, Elijah Cummings. If he runs again, nobody should run against him because he's not going to lose, right? There's no way.
Well,
I mean, seriously, these guys
Democrat
are in for life.
Even if a black Democrat runs against him, he's still going to win. Because that tells you right there that it is corrupt. When a black Democrat runs against you, and you still win.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mesidio, your host. Corey Duncan is with us, and he's not going anywhere. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang on in the next hour. We've got California Senator Scott Wilkin to join us, and I'm just going to make him respond to some of the craziest laws. Actually, the dumbest laws in the country. And I know it's not his fault, but I'm sorry, you're on the floor. You've got to be slamming your head against something. And I know the Democrats have total control of the California legislature, but my God. Some of the stuff you guys put through, there's something wrong with you. Seriously, with everything else going on, there's something wrong with you. I mean, there was a bill put forth to control cow farts. I'm not joking. They're serious. I know that. There he goes. He's going to fall over because he's not going to believe it. Okay? I mean, we're supposed to be...
I have corks.
You have corks. Very good. Okay, thank you. There's a vision that I wanted to have. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Let me hand it over to Corey Duncan, because I'll be done in a minute here, I'm sure. Anyway, Corey. Oh, our passionate conservative black men from the country. See, I gotta get over this. But joins us, as he does every week, to try to make sense. I won't be able to get this one out of my head for days. Controlling cow farts. Seriously. In California.
Well, first of all, I want to say again, hello to everyone in the chat room, Larry, Doretha, Janie, Jane. I just want to thank everyone for supporting Joe's show and continue to support all podcasts and broadcasters. First of all, let's get this straight. From the Lone Star State, Texas.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
The loon. My loon from the Lone Star State. My right wing loon from the Lone Star State. Loon.
Yeah. Hey, Texas. Right. But I tell you one thing: you can't walk into a restaurant or no one down there, that anyone down there, and say, "Hey, this is a stick up." Because guess what? Everyone's strapped. Grandmas, grandchildren, everyone is strapped. So you walk in there. See, unlike up here, where nobody has a gun or whatever, you know, terrorists pick on spots where they know there's not a gun, or they know that no one has a gun, or they know nobody can retaliate. That's what the whole thing of terrorism is to make you afraid, and more or less, the government sometimes uses it, or other people within our shadow government uses it to turn everybody against one another. So that with that. But, you know, these stupid regulations like cow farts and stuff like that, I mean, this is the goofiness of the liberals. And I'm sorry. A lot of them have degrees. They must have a degree. You said a lot of it in the mid-Atlantic, like Maryland, some parts of Virginia, or whatever like that, and I know it's a certain person that's listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about. They got all book smarts, but no common sense. That's like in Baltimore.
A lot of them.
They have a problem. you going around beating people up in good neighborhoods, and the police have really been held to the fire in the last couple of weeks or whatever. But my thing is, if you see a crowd of youth, whether they black, green, or orange, and they come at you with bats in their hand, why would you take and stay on the same side of the street as them? Well, they have people that's in Baltimore that have been made, and this is my psychological. I'm not getting paid $100 an hour, but I got a degree in this, a master's degree. So I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is. It's called reverse racism. Not only is it reverse racism, it's called reverse. It's the reverse of making you feel bad of being the color that you are. And what it is that they're saying that, okay, you should stay on this side of the street, let the black youth beat you over the head, steal, rob you, because if you run and get on the other side of the street, oh, I don't want to be made to look like a racist if I go. I mean, common sense would tell you to, but you have to remember, the white race has been made to feel like they owe the black race and the minority something. You don't owe anyone. Everyone should be a proud of whatever race that you are. So my thing with it is all the white folks that's listening to this, that live in Maryland or live in Baltimore, please stop letting these people beat you guys up so you can not feel like you're racist or whatever. Because guess what? At the end of the day, it's nothing but homegrown terrorism. And that's all it is. Black Lives Matter is homegrown terrorism or whatever like that. And when you see kids and you see them allow this kind of stuff to happen and the politicians know exactly what's going on, then all of this is driven politically. And that's what it is. And that's why you see the crime rate skyrocket and off the hook in Baltimore City. And it's just unreal. And we're going to continue to see this until people stop feeling like they owe the minorities. You don't owe the minorities nothing, because guess what? They're slave BS. Check this out. Blacks own slaves. So what is it that's like to say Joe should take and give his wealth to just go up to any black man and just give his wealth to him because this is to make up for what happened? I mean, come on. I mean, I know.
Well,
I feel guilty
that you know
guilt trip.
That you have
it's
a job and that you're taking care of your kids and that you got a decent college education. I feel guilty about that you had to go through all of that.
I get the hate away, and as many people that listen to me and you yourself who have allowed me to come on your show pretty much every week, and I'm honored and humbled to come on. But you hear the same story. And now I'm going to post it, because I did post it on my page, Corey Duncan, on Facebook, that the same thing is going on. Now they have a Fox affiliate that's investigating them pushing kids through the school system and can't count or can't read. And you know I got in touch with them because I wanted to give my story of how they were going to push me through when I couldn't count at all. And it was going to push me through, and my mother put her foot down, made bologna sandwiches, jelly sandwiches, and said, "You're not going to do that. I'm going to sit here, and you're going to fail him. Let him go." And she got me a tutor, and I never looked back. See, that's the kind of parents. But see, these parents want to blame the system when a lot of them don't get off their butts, go to the school, and they had the same thing. The gentleman that was on there the other night, he's 60 or whatever, and they was doing it back in his day, just pushing them through. And like I told them before, it's because you get the fag money, and they making a quota, and they don't give a you-know-what about nobody. They just don't care. They're going to continue to do that.
I've always said it. The black community in the inner city, they just get beaten up when it comes to education. Nobody really does what they need to do to help those kids in the inner city. All right, real quick before we get to what you want to talk about, because I know how easy I can send you into orbit. You know, you got the guy that shut up the church in Texas. I love this, right? They were all over talking about he's a white guy that shut up the church, right? Here he is, a white guy, probably a white supremacist. What do we find out? Not true at all. He's a flaming liberal. Okay, and not only is he a flaming rebel, he was sick, and he shouldn't have had guns, and he had just done time in the service in jail for domestic abuse. So if we had simply adhered to the laws we had, we wouldn't be having this conversation, would we?
Well, let me say this before some people. I know some couple people that's tuning in. There may be some of my old friends down in Langley that's probably tuning in. I'm not going to blame this one on you guys because this time the FBI dropped the ball. They just didn't tell everyone his whole background. So, no, this is not Las Vegas or Sandy Hook or whatever like that. No, we're not going to blame you for this one. This one is actually did happen the way that it happened. It's just that the FBI did not relate. As they always do, the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency and the NSA do not reveal certain things to each other. That's why these things happen. Because everyone wants to keep the secrets to themselves, and now unless you got something to bargain with. And if I thought, and you know, last that I thought, these people work for us, don't they? Oh, okay. Okay. I mean.
All right. So we're going to move on because I don't want you to miss out on what you want to share with us. Now, I'm sure you poured through every JFK paper that was released, and you're waiting for more to be released. And you've got some comments you'd like to make about what was released, don't you?
Well, my digging, and for the last couple of weeks, I shared this with a friend of mine on your show. They don't want me to mention their name, but they're tuned in right now, that Vern von Auschwitz, he was an OSS double agent, and he was good friends with, guess who? The owner of the school book depository. This came out of the files, and the owner of the school book depository, D.H. Byrd. D.H. Byrd was, the Dallas Morning News, found out that Mr. Okay. Alan Schliemann was in Dallas.
All right, you have to put that on pause, okay? And you can have the whole next segment to talk about this. I'm Joe Vecini, your host, this is The Real Side. We're going to learn more about JFK from Corey Duncan right after the break.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I just learned that fleeing North Korea, trying to run over the line, even whether you get caught or not, is punishable by death. They can shoot you. They can kill you right then and there. I wonder how Maxine Waters, Pelosi, and the rest of them feel about that. I mean, they're talking about Trump being worse than the little fat, round, Asian guy. I don't know. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I want to give him the time that he needs to get out what he's trying to get out. And Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. You want to fill us in on some information that you got from the JFK papers, and you were talking about the school depository, the book depository there, and the owner of the book depository.
Well, to sum it up real quick, because I want to take up all the time, to sum it up real quick, Byron Bond Alvin Schlieman was a OSSS Nazi assassin. And he was real good friends with D.H. Byrd, who was the owner of the Texas School Book Depository at the time. Well, by coincidence, he was in Dallas on the day of the assassination, and it came from someone at the newspaper in Dallas. And the thing of it is that D.H. Byrd was on Al Schlieven's shooting, I guess resort or whatever, or retreat or whatever that he has in South Africa. And the thing of it is that these two. His rifle of choice was the 6.5 Schonar, and the 6.5 Schonar and the 6.5 Mann Liquor Carcano shoots the same rounds. And Dallas deputy Roger Craig was asked, was it the same rounds that was coming? Same ammo that was used that was left by supposed to be by the shooter Lee Oswald? And Roger Craig said no. And Roger Craig is the one that found two different rifles on the sixth floor of the depository. Well, guess what? In 75, he decided to stick a double-barrel shotgun in his mouth and blow his brains out. And so you put all this together. But the 30 files that I had been through, I found a couple. But you hear on the local news, and I heard someone on a local feed say this last week, and they was like, well, they found that the FBI was doing investigation on Martin Luther King to see if he was messing around on his wife, and it just happened that it was in the JFK files with the files that they took out wrong. That's something that they threw out there because they want you to look the other direction, because everybody in the world knows that the FBI was investigating Martin Luther King, Mega Evers, Malcolm X. They was investigating all of them and trying to get some more, and that was all because of Hoover and his homosexual hit squad. So, but I have uncovered a couple other things. I'll be giving a podcast on my page, Corey Duncan on Facebook, Thursday at 12 o'clock, 12 high noon, and again at 6 o'clock to cover this. But it, you know, that just goes to show you that you know, that everyone's pointing a finger. You have to understand, when these people do things, and everyone in the world that was in the intelligence community was in Dealey Plaza that day. So, you know, it's certain files that they're not going to be able to doctrine. And I would like to thank the friend of mine that sent me the rest of the files. I won't say who it is, but it's someone that's very closely connected to the files coming out.
We don't want to get him accidentally shot.
I don't want to get them in trouble. But also want to throw this out there. I got I'm getting ready to start writing my book, which one part of it I cannot discuss or talk about for at least until 2019, because I don't want to go to jail, because I know somebody's probably listening. But I just hope that everyone can hold on. And that's the name of the book is called Secret Marine. And my next book that I'm going to write that's going to come out before that is called Black Patriot. And Black Patriot is going to deal with what's going on now, what I've been through. It's going to deal with a whole lot of interesting things and interesting tidbits, but it's also a bombshell in both of them. So this, when it comes out, you know, hopefully I'll be able to come on.
You're going to have to hide?
For free.
Are you going to have to hide? Are you going to have to hide?
Well, you know, someone asked me that a couple weeks ago. They was like, are you scared or afraid? Because, you know, I'm not going to say what part of government I worked in, but the thing of it is just the fact that there's certain things that I'm going to come out and I'm going to talk about, and I know I'm probably going to get picked up by some major feed or whatever, but I don't want to come on nobody. I'm not doing that for money. I'm not doing it for fame, but I think that people need to know the truth about certain things. And if I die, it's still going to get out. So if you kill me, it's still going to get out, because I'm not stupid. And I know how these people operate. This is not a joke. This is not something that joke, you know, that boosts his ratings. This is real true things that go on in this world. And not to sit here and laugh and say that it wouldn't happen, or because people know what you know, and they know whether you know what you know, because all they have to do is just put the dots together. I don't want you to believe me. You put the dots together yourself. Take the time, like people take the time to look at these BS shows, like, you know, Empire and these other dumb shows that you got on that teach you money, sex, and power, or teach you something. Go learn about something that's gonna save your children in the long run. Go learn about something that's gonna save this country, because this country is going to hell in a handbasket. And the politicians, majority of them are on the take. But, you know, like I said before, Donald Trump, is he going to do everything right? Our president, Donald Trump, is doing the best he can do. He's the best thing that's came along in probably, let's see, 4, 8, 12, 16 years. Because the Bush was horrible.
Oh, we're finding out what the Bushes are all about now, aren't we?
Where they're coming from. I'm trying to tell you, and no offense to that, because I don't want the Secret Service to come kick my door down. I'm not wishing Daddy Bush harm or anything, but I'm trying to tell you, certain people within the government, we're going to find out a lot about lot of things that happened years ago. Once that man is out of the picture, and I'm not going to say no more, once he's out of the picture, we're going to learn a whole lot. We're going to learn a whole lot because a lot of these operations ran through him. I mean, to be honest, they ran through him. But, you know, it's interesting to hear people talk about what's going on with society and the murder rate and the things that and the politics that's going on in this world. And me and you just talked about it, and it kind of chokes me up a little bit that I would never thought that I would be raising my family or children or just raising my family anyway or going through what we see every day on the local news or what we see out here when we out here with our families. And, you know, you kind of just got to pinch yourself like, wow. You know, I graduated high school 29 years ago. And I'm like, from 29 years ago to now, this is like, wow. You know, I never thought I would see the world like this.
A different universe, right? I mean, seriously.
Right.
It is. You know, but listen, Corey, I was talking about this the other night. Let's see if you agree with this, because you have kids. And I said, the schools and others are teaching kids that there's no value in anything. There's no value in human life. There's no value in you. There's no value in saving yourself. There's no value in keeping your body clean and pure. When I say clean and pure, I understand some people want, tattoos and holes. But some of these kids, they've got more holes in their face than Swiss cheese has got. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with what they're dressing and what they're doing. And there's just no value and or respect for themselves, right?
I allow my children to get a tattoo, and that's it. I say, if I see any other tattoos, I'm going to take them off you myself, because that's just how it's going to go. I mean, where can you get a job at with all these tattoos, all these piercings and stuff like this? Look, I don't want to hear that's how the kids are now. That's BS. Oh,
I hate that.
Come on.
I hate that line. That makes me crazy.
And that's what's wrong with this world. There's no accountability. Everybody is making excuses for people, and it's unreal. Let's all stand up and start being real men and real women, and let's get the job done. Instead of blaming the white man or blaming my aunt, it's because I didn't have a daddy. My mom raised me and my two sisters by herself. By herself. And still made it happen. And she still was successful. So don't tell me it can't be done.
No, you have to want to do it. You have to hunker down and do it. And you can't wait for it to come to you. You got to go out and get it. You got to make it happen. You told me your mom once yelled at you and told you your work could just be another number.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, my mom yelled at me a whole lot, but that's another story for another show. but see, my favorite is this, that parents need to stop being people's friends and start being parents, and then that will take care of some of this. But until people are held accountable, and it's just crazy. It's mind boggling to me how a lot of these people had kids, and these are the offsprings of the people in the late 80s. Or early 90s, that was just having children left and right. My mom told me, you can go ahead and do that if you want to. You won't ever walk again or whatever. So, you know, that was enough for me. She was a tough little woman. Crazy, but tough.
Well, you know what? We don't have a whole bunch of time to talk about this. I remember when those riots were going down in Baltimore and that black woman went and got her son. And mm-hmm. It just made people nuts. And it was funny. The black psychologists were mad at white people because they thought we were enjoying her hitting a black boy. And it was like, no, we were enjoying a mother disciplining her son. Anyway, we got to go. We're up against the time. I'm Joe, senior your host. Corey Duncan can be found where? Quickly.
Corey Duncan on Facebook and Corey Press Duncan. Continue to support us. Thank you for having me come on.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Senator Scott Wilk joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. California Senator Scott Wilk.